Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad David Lorenzo is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of the new book, Career Intensity. And David is used to be with the Marriott Organization. Now he's with the Gallup Organization, and he is the author of this new book, Career Intensity, Business Strategies for Workplace Warriors and Entrepreneurs. And he's got something to say that I want you to hear. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, I like what you say in your book about career intensity, and you say that you believe that that's the difference. When we look around at people who seem to have reached some level of success as an executive, as a manager, as an owner, as an entrepreneur, you think the thing that sets them apart from, say, the also-rans is career intensity, and I'd like for you to give us your definition of that.
Sure. Folks who have career intensity, people who are super achievers in their field, whether they're an intrapreneur working in a business themselves, or in a corporate business, or an entrepreneur in business for themselves, they really have this characteristic of continuous improvement. Now, what I mean by that, it's three aspects of their career that they're dedicated to working on constantly. The first aspect is a self-awareness aspect. Now, I've simplified it in the book by calling it a personal situation analysis. And what these folks do is they're very aware of who they are, they're aware of what they're really good at, and they look for ways to continuously use what they're good at to drive their success.
One of the things that I've learned over the years, David, and that we've talked about on the show quite a bit before, that's the harness made of what you're talking about is self-analysis. And that's basically what you're talking about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
The ability to really in my case, once I leave a situation, once I leave a meeting or have a phone call or whatever I do, it's the ability to say, okay, what did you do well? What did you not do well? You know, where did you mess up? What should you not do again? Et cetera, et cetera. The ability to really look at yourself and get better.
Right. You know, one of the things that is critical to this aspect of the continuous improvement that makes up career intensity is knowing what you do naturally and what you're passionate about. Like, for example, Jim, you're really good at making people feel comfortable. I've known you all of 10 minutes now, and I already feel very comfortable talking to you. I mean, it's just one of your natural talents. You're terrific at it, and you should obviously leverage that for success. Knowing that is a huge advantage for you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I have heard that before, and we try. That's one of the main things is that we try to do on the show is if I'm going to get as much out of you as possible, you know, I need to make sure that you feel comfortable in what you're doing. But that kind of comes natural for me. And everybody might not have that ability. What you say in the book is you can learn stuff like that.
Well, you can learn what's in you and bring that to the forefront. Now, what you have to do once you're personally aware of your strengths or your talents is you have to use those to drive value for the people that you interact with. Mm-hmm. So for entrepreneurs, it's your clients. It's all about how you're going to bring value to that client relationship. And it doesn't have to be some big, overwhelming gesture. You know what it is, Jim? It's a million little things, a million little interactions each time you come in contact with your customer. Now, for those of you who are listening that work in a corporate environment, maybe you're not an entrepreneur, the way that you can continue to demonstrate value over and over again is with your coworkers or, you know, with the folks that you work for or anyone you interact with in the business environment. After all, they're ultimately customers, too, because they have to interact with you on a daily basis. So it works for both intrapreneurs and entrepreneurs.
One of the things, well said, David, one of the things that I have started focusing more and more on over the last few years is what I call and what other people have called seeking excellence. And I have a little saying that I'd like for you to weave in, to see what you think about and weave into your career intensity message. And that is, never seek perfection. Perfection is not possible. Seek excellence. Excellence is possible. What do you think?
I firmly believe that excellence is possible. And, you know, excellence really is defined in the mind of your customer, so in the mind of the person that you're interacting with. Today, you know, your listeners will determine whether you and I have hit that mark of excellence, depending on the value that we've created for them. So I agree with you 100%. We can give everyone an excellent experience each time we interact with them.
Another thing that you talk about in your book is what you call, in fact, chapter one is all about competing in the individual economy. Now, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, you know, today we face a work environment that's highly competitive, and it's getting more and more competitive each and every day. We're down to now, I think it's 4.6% unemployment.
Yep.
So, you know, everybody's fighting for that one dream job, or entrepreneurs, people in small businesses are out there. They're all fighting for, in essence, the same customers. What we have to do, each and every one of us, is determine how we can provide value for those customers, or how we can provide value for the people that we work with each and every single day. So it's up to us each and every single interaction. You know, we focus a lot on teamwork, and teamwork is important, but what the individual brings to the team and what how the individuals work together as a team really defines what the team can provide. In this day and age, all we have left to improve, we've Six Sigma'd everything and we've measured and managed everything to death. All we have left to improve is the value that each of us provide as individuals to the client. And we can work on that in a continuous process every single day.
Which
so
is
that's
the,
what the individual economy is all about.
And what you just described, the last thing you said, is the only thing that's not a commodity these days, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the one thing that really we can control. And, you know, creating that individual value between us and our customers, it's the final frontier of business, but it's something that will never, ever be finished. You can work on it forever, and you can always improve that relationship that you have.
David, do you have a website?
I do. It is careerintensity.com.
All right. We're going to take a quick break in a few seconds, folks. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this individual economy. And one of the things that David talks about in this chapter is what he calls three lies of career limitation. And I think you're going to find it very interesting, especially those of you who are already entrepreneurs. You're already out there working without a net. I think you'll see yourself a little bit in some of these lies, some of the things you've experienced in the past. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our new friend, David Lorenzo, and his book is called Career Intensity. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and my blog. The newsletter comes by email on Sunday. The blog will come to you Monday through Friday by Real Simple Syndication. Or if you just want to come get the blog, you can do that any day because we update it every weekday. And check out all the other things you can do. Don't forget on the schedule page as well as the blog, after we've finished the show, you can go listen to every one of the interviews all by themselves. Just click on them and just the interviews. And I think you'll enjoy that. I know you are, because those of you who are on my site are using it a lot. And those of you who haven't been there, my question is, why? David Lorenzo is our guest, and he's our new friend. David is the author of Career Intensity, Business Strategies for Workplace Warriors and Entrepreneurs. David, you have a section in your book here that I think is worth talking about. Another section, there are many of them, but this particular one fits in with what we've been talking about. You call it Three Lies of Career Limitation. And some of my audience will recognize these immediately and nod their head knowingly. And some of them will say, hey, I think I'm starting to learn about that. go ahead and tell us what those are.
Sure. Well, most definitely. As you can tell, Jim, or you will be able to tell by the end of this interview, I'm a little bit biased toward entrepreneurs. I love entrepreneurs. I think they're the engine of the economy.
They're so huggable and cuddly.
Absolutely. The three lies of career limitation relate to security, benefits, and loyalty. So the first lie is all about security. A lot of people feel, most people in fact, feel that, you know, their company may not offer them the opportunity to make terrific money or control their own destiny, but it's a safe, secure place to work. Mm-hmm. Now this is a big lie we tell ourselves. In truth, the only security that you're ever going to have is the confidence in your talent, skills, and knowledge, and being able to take that confidence and do what you want with it each and every single day. That's the only true security, is this confidence and belief in yourself. And it's really, this is the most important message that I can deliver to your listeners today. So, you know, I want everybody to write this down. If you're in your car, I want you to say it to yourself over and over again, memorize it, write it down when you get to work or wherever you're going.
And this is going to be on the test later too, folks.
Absolutely.
David,
you are better than you think you are. Each and every single one of you out there, we all shortchange ourselves. Believe me, this relates to the first lie. It's mm-hmm. the lie of security. You're better than you think you are, and you can always do better.
All right, so let's repeat this over and over again, only let's do it in the first person, folks. I am better than I think I am.
Absolutely, most definitely.
And folks, so, I agree with you. I'm glad you said that. That's a great statement to give us today.
Yeah, I don't know why we do it. We always shortchange ourselves, Jim, and it's so true. We're better than we think we are, each and every one of us.
It's because, you know, familiarity breeds contempt. We know all about ourselves, and we're bored with us. You know, that can happen. But the other thing, I'm glad you talked about this, because here's what I've been saying for the last several years, David. Job security has always been a myth. It's only been recognized as a myth in the last 20 years, 25
sure.
years.
Yep.
And so it's really always been a myth. And I like what you said about making sure that you believe in yourself, because that's the thing you have to keep coming back to. And David, the thing that I think, you know, some employers might be thinking, well, why are you telling my employees that? I don't want them to think that. Well, if everybody understands that we're all in this together, and the employer should feel obligated to help the employee be successful, not just do their job, but be successful, and vice versa, that's the relationship, that's the 21st century relationship we've got to have.
Most definitely. I mean, you know, Covey used to talk about it. He still talks about it, win-win relationships. And
right.
the one place that the win-win relationship was missing was always in the work environment.
Right.
You know, the relationship in the work environment was, hey, you know, I'm the employer. I'm going to give you a job, and in return, you'll get some pay. And by the way, I want you to do. I want you to return on the investment of that pay, you know, 10 times productivity.
Right.
So, you know, in this day and age, we really need to focus on what we can provide, the value that we can provide, and in return for that value, we should get fair value back. And entrepreneurs know that, and they know that this lie of, you know, job security is something that we tell ourselves when we really are not motivated, or we feel like the benefits of our current organization we're never going to be able to replicate them anywhere else. And that's actually the second lie. And the lie is that I'll never get either the benefits or the pay or the time off, tuition reimbursement, free meals that I get here at company XYZ. That's the lie. In truth, you can always do better. I mean, there is a sea of employment out there right now, and we touched on it earlier, 4.6% unemployment. You can get a job tomorrow with a company if you really want one. As I said at the outset, I'm a little biased toward entrepreneurship. They're the engine of the economy. They're go-getters making it happen every day. But if you really want another job, you're better than you think you are. You got to put your package together and market yourself correctly. You can get another job someplace else, and you can get even better benefits than you have where you are someplace
else. But the
else.
Main thing though, David, is before we're going to have to wrap it up. We're going to get you back on the show, and I want to talk about the third lie, which is loyalty. But the thing about it is, in the 21st century, more than the money, you can find the place where you really want to be. And I think that's an important message, too. Give us your website again, David.
It's careerintensity.com.
Will you come back another day?
I'll be happy to come back. I really enjoyed it, Jim.
Thanks, David. We got a lot more to talk about. David Lorenzo, ladies and gentlemen. Career Intensity is the book wherever books are sold. Look for it in your local bookstore. 29 After, right back with Chuck Martin. I'm Jim Blasingame. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administer. You're in an awful fix.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.